Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes.
Yo, this is only 30 minutes, only on Sunday. The phone call fist fight, I like to call it, where we talk about politics and the things that happened in the week of last week. I got Larissa on the line, and I also got Roy, and we're doing ladies first. Please do not around the way me girl on the answers. In other words, do not LL Cool J me on the answers. Just get the answers in a timely manner. I'm saying this for Roy's benefit because Roy liked to hog the phone. We only got 30 minutes. Okay, the first subject is the black young gentleman that was 20 years old that escorted his people to the prom and took them to the Waffle House. I'd like to know your view on what happened and what can we do to change this culture, starting with Larissa first, then Roy next.
So much of this is going on. I'm telling you, it took me a while to even get that video. I mean, watch the whole video because so much of this is going on and just really upsets me. I really don't know what we can do, to tell you the truth. What can we do? You can't do anything. You know, it's a whole bunch of things that you can't do. Thank you. Sorry, my neighbor was talking to me. There's a whole bunch of things that you can't do. I don't know. I'm lost on that one, Taz. You can go to the next. Go to the Roy.
Roy. Well, when I first saw this situation, it always hurdles me back to the past. When you don't have the ability to sit in a restaurant and eat where you want to eat, even though you pay the same price and you pay taxes and you are of another ethnic group, but you have the same rights. So I don't know the real in-depthness of what happened, but violations, civil rights violations are starting to mount up against our society based on Donald Trump's, our president's rhetoric. Now, me personally, I've had an experience as well because at McDonald's, something happened to me, and my civil rights were violated. So I'm finding this to be ongoing. Doesn't matter. We'll pay for whatever, but we're just letting everybody know it's okay because I'm afraid of blacks. So call the police, bring them in, and let the police do the dirty work for us. So that's to me, the police wants to do the dirty work. They're, you know, with a dirty administration at hand. And people are going to have to start standing up and voicing their opinion and filing lawsuits against these people. I'm okay with it. It's all right. That's not cool. File lawsuits. Like the way that officer handled that brother, the brother's hands was up, and he still got he got his hand all around his neck. Now, me personally, I lift weights. So when he put his hands around my throat, I'm right now, then I'm going combat on him. I can't play the game, you're going to beat me up and then charge me with something anyway. Well, I'm going to make it worth your while to beat me up because I'm going to try to beat you up too. So my thing is this. Aggression brings on aggression, and we've had about enough of this aggressiveness with them. I mean, if it ain't one Waffle House, it's another. This dude's in a nice suit. He's taking his sister out, and all of a sudden, someone calls the police instead of politely asking them to whatever the situation evolves, but to bring the police in and the police to handle this brother with his hands up like this, that, and then on the curb, pushing this cop was totally out of line. So, look, they were killing our brothers before. Now they want to manhandle them on the corner or in the restaurants, like the little black girl that was at Yale. She was fell asleep, so the white girl called the police. Police comes, so she had to show identification. And so that she's a student at the facility. Now, why didn't a white girl walk over there to her and say, hey, girl, you all right? You okay? Everything all right? You know, like normal people would do, because you never know what situation. She calls the police. Well, I'm going to tell you something. This stuff comes from inside these people's homes. You teach your kids to be fearful and like this, and this is what you get. They look. Georgia has a commercial on right now.
I love you, bro. You are just too long, bro. I love you, but I got another caller on the line. E called into the show. Happy Mother's Day, E. Larissa's on
Thank
the line
you.
Also.
Hey, Marisa.
And of
hey,
course,
Happy Mother's Day.
And of course,
Thank
this
you.
One is about the kid, well, the guy that's 20 years old that took his family members after the prom. He was escorting them to the Waffle House and got beat up by the cop. What is your take on that?
Yeah.
What can we do about it, or how do you feel about it?
It's just sad. I don't think anything could be done. It's just getting more and more out of control with the police. It's very unfortunate. Like Roy was saying, the little fella's hands was up. He was taking his sister. Really not a lot said about what transpired to make the people call the police in the first place. But the young man did own up and say, yeah, there was a minor altercation. And for whatever reason, he thought it was taken care of, and they called the police and for the police to handle that. But this week has been just out of control with that incident, with the incident with the young lady at Yale, and with the incident with the older woman who the police officer subsequently resigned. So it's just getting more and more out of control, and it comes from, I don't think it's learned behavior in the homes. I just think that, because some races aren't brought up that way. Some races are, they are learned that with the people that they, the company that they keep. So, you know, I don't think it's anything that we can do about that. We just have to be hyper vigilant, and we just have to stay woke. And that's pretty much all I have to say on it. Just say it, Tim.
Hey, can I reiterate on that?
Man, come on, Roy.
Because she said so. Well, she said something about she doesn't believe that this is talk behavior. Okay, I kind of got to show you a little short, because I'm in Georgia. Georgia got a man running for the governor or a position. And this man is on TV with his shotgun in his hand, a room full of weapons all throughout the house, talking to his grandson.
I'm familiar with that. But I also know that there are people whose parents aren't like that, who get off of the beaten path by the company that they keep. That might be true.
But this is somebody running for a local office
all over the world. It's just not. It's not always taught behavior. It's not always taught.
Well, what do you think the message is? And if they're gonna put this commercial on TV, and we're having all these shootings, and this young kid is obeying his grandpa or his daddy, what do you think that's saying to the rest of the world?
What are you saying? What are the other people who aren't doing that and they do have racist parents? What about those
people? I'm saying that
you can't make a blanket statement. You cannot make a blanket statement that it is taught. It's a whole lot of stuff on TV. People aren't out there going out doing it. Come on now. That's like saying because they show homosexual people on TV, then now the whole country of America is going to be gay. That's not taught behavior. There are assholes in every race. There are. And it's not always in the home.
Okay, next subject that I'm trying to move on to. Praise God. And thank you, Jesus. Hawaii and the volcano erupted, lava all on the big island. My question for the panel, start with Larissa, then E, then Roy. Do you think the United States is going to send money to help them, unlike with the Flint situation? Puerto Rico's still out there. The islands are still out there because of the hurricanes. Do you think this is going to be another looked over situation by this administration, starting with Larissa, then E, then Roy?
Well, I think from this administration, it's hard to tell anything. It depends on if Donald Trump likes Hawaii or not, whether they'll send aid out there. That's the way I feel about things for him now. It just depends on whether he likes it. If somebody offended him over there, he ain't going to do it. You know, if he likes it over there or some property over there he's looking at, or somebody praised him in Hawaii, yeah, he'll send help over there. It's no rhyme or reason to the way he do things. There's no rhyme or reason. So it just depends on if he likes Hawaii or not. Anybody know if he got any property over there? If he got property over there, or if his family likes Hawaii, he'll send people. If not, he ain't sending nobody. Nope.
E?
I don't think that this administration cares about anything other than this administration. And no, I don't think that we're sending money and help anywhere. And I'm just counting down the days that this administration is out of office, because it's just a sad state of affairs. So much stuff has happened worldwide where they're used to America rendering aid. We're used to going over there. We're used to being the first to say, hey, let us come over there and help. Hey, let us come over there and rebuild. And we can't even get clean water to the people in Flint, Michigan. You know, Puerto Rico's been out of electricity in some parts for, what, almost 2 years. So, no, I don't think so.
Roy, well, I don't think they're going to do anything, because Jeff Sessions said, how in the hell can a little island like that dictate to our government about anything? Y'all remember that statement from Jeff Sessions, right? So,
yeah.
I don't believe that. I think they'll do minimal, but you got to remember that Hawaii is a Democratic state, so it's a blue state.
That was
so
my next question. Yeah, that was my next question.
It's a blue state, so you ain't going to get – yeah. I mean, Texas is red. And Louisiana was semi-red, blue. But, you know, you're just not going to get – this man here is – this administration is corrupt. And, I mean, it is rotten from the head down, no doubt about it. And our administration is one of the funkiest I've ever seen in my life. This is going to go down in history as when they write about all this – that's taking place, I wouldn't want to be affiliated. It makes you not want to even have lived in this time with this man right now. I swear. I mean, what's going to come after this got to be nothing but the better. Because, my God, this is incredibly different.
Okay, the next one. The John McCain bashing. I'm not even going to repeat what the little aide said in their little meeting that got leaked out. We all heard it. And the man is on his deathbed, basically. How do you feel about that, Larissa? And E, and then Roy.
I mean, I don't know. That was... I mean, you know, we've seen low from this administration, but that was lower than what I thought they'd ever go. I thought that was inappropriate, extremely inappropriate. I thought that was out of hand. It wasn't a joke. It wasn't something I would even say, ooh, you know, yeah, that's funny. That's not anything funny. You know, I might disagree with some of the things the man say, but just to say his, why does she still have a job? Does she still have a job as of today?
Yes, she's still with the administration. Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. But, you know, just like, people have said, you expect no less of this administration. Expect no less. Nothing should surprise you. Come out of the mouth of this administration. Nothing should surprise none of us. Nope.
And that's what I was going to say, Larissa. I agree with you. Nope, it didn't surprise me. I'm pretty ambivalent about what he said and how he said it. They talk about each other horribly. They talk about other people horribly and still find themselves employed. This although it's really trifling, you know, it's not shocking. All I said was, you know, because look at what number 45 does to anybody, to everybody.
Yep.
So they're just following their leader. And if ain't nothing happening to them, nothing's going to happen to him. And it hasn't.
Roy.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to tell you, no lie, this is like, this is right there with the Niger, the black lady all draped over her husband's casket, or, you know, riding in the car and John Kelly says that stupid crap he says, or the president saying he knows what he signed up for. Well, we all knew what we signed up for, but damn it, we didn't need to hear that. Well, this man's dead, okay? He was dead, and now they're finding out all kinds of crazy things about that Niger dude. John McCain is not dead. He's still living. Now, if John McCain got a mouth on him right now, this is when John McCain tells the world how he feels, since the lady said he's dying anyway. This is the time he can set the stage on fire. Okay? Now, this is John McCain's time. If he really wants the pot and the kettle to blow its lid, this is the time this brother can do it.
Yeah, it was an insult. It was some of the worst stuff you can hear. You know, everybody's upset. I'm upset. So. Okay, the next one, Michael Cohen. He got $500 from a Russian oligarch, $600,000 from AT&T for presidential access. All these different companies, I can't name them all, Korean Air, all kind of different companies that hit him up after Trump won for presidential access. My question to the panel is, Michael Cohen, is he going down? I'm sure everybody know he got to be going down. But what do you think about all this crookedness going on the sidelines behind our backs with these American companies, with the Russian oligarchs trying to contact them? And where did the money go to? Which we probably all have an idea where it went. Starting with Larissa, then E, then Roy.
Well, I'd first like to say, what a tangled web we weave, but we practice to deceive. You know? This one right here. Now, I haven't been too shocked about anything this administration was doing and what they're connected to. This one right here made my mouth drop. Because, you know, those payments that he got, he's going down faster than Titanic. Michael Cohen is going down.
Yes, he is.
Faster than Titanic, he's going down. And guess who we taking with him? You already know who's going with him. You think he's going by himself? You think he's going by himself? I don't know. I don't think he's going by himself. No. I didn't run up in his house and ruined his life. He's not going by himself. He's going down, and he's taking y'all's president with him. Y'all's president.
Oh. Speak for yourself.
He might try. He's taking 45. I like how you said y'all president, because he's y'all's president. But I don't think he's going to, you know, Tim and I we saw the same Facebook post about Oliver North. And, yeah, I think he's going down faster than the Titanic as well. I really do. However, I think somebody's going to pay people off. I think he's going to be paid off to take the hit. And, no, I'm not shocked. And you know what happened. Everybody's been saying that they got all this illegal information and all these undercover drug deals going on during the election and pre-election. You know, he's going to take the hit. He's going to go down. And, you know, Oliver North went down a couple decades ago, and now he's back up on the top trying to be on somebody's panel. And this dude might have to take that hit and take one for the team, too. He might have to take that L.
Roy.
Oh, let me say this real quick. We now know where he got the money to pay Stormy Daniels, and that's all I got to say.
Yeah, girl.
Yes.
The money that
Roy.
The
45
well,
didn't know
you
about.
Know, Dan Brown wrote a book called Digital Fortress. This is all about money laundering. This is all about the RICO Act. You haven't heard much of them talk about the RICO Act, if they said anything at all. But Bob Mueller is working on a RICO Act. AT&T, the Korean, and those other people who provided money to COIN, they do not want to be under the microscope of our FBI. They do not want to know that AT&T paid him to try to lobby for that merger. Trump was all in it all the way. The RICO Act is getting ready to get put in place. Y'all just listen to what I'm saying. The RICO Act. This is where they go get the mob on the RICO Act. This has to be played into play. The RICO Act. And that's all I got to say. And COIN, he ain't going down by himself. Hell no. Hell no.
Shit, no. The next subject. Don Blankenship, the representative that was running for senator in West Virginia, he went to jail, to prison, for safety standards after a mine explosion killing people in a mine. He called Mitch McConnell cocaine Mitch. He talked about China persons. Everybody's a person. You're a black African person, China person, government person, all that craziness. What do you think about this these racists running in different states for different seats to be in charge of our lives, unlike the racist that lost in Alabama? Larissa.
He's what I call a racist. He's a crazy racist. That's what I call it. That's a dangerous racist. The crazy one. He's a crazy.
Yeah.
And this is a dangerous man. And let me tell you something. If he wins, if these people vote him in, that's going to say a whole lot about the type of people in this country. And what is it, West Virginia?
Yeah, he lost. Yes, he lost that primary, though.
Oh, okay, good. I'm sorry, I missed that one. So much going on, I can't keep track sometimes, you know. So much foolishness going on. But I remember him with just saying the cocaine mission. Didn't he call us colored people? What did Negroes? No, he said Negroes.
No, we were African. We were African persons.
Oh, African persons. Okay, yes. I don't know. It seemed like the crazier you are, in this day and age, the crazier you are, the more the American people like you. I mean, it seemed like the crazier you are. It's, nothing surprises me after what happened on, November? That's a blur to me. November 2017, whatever the day, 16, I can't remember. It was a blur. It was a nightmare. Whatever the election day was, the presidential election day of last year. nothing surprises me. Nothing surprises me. I went to bed.
I know, girl.
And he was winning.
I know.
I woke up, and I said, I had to be a nightmare. He couldn't win. Looked at the TV, and he had won. I said, oh, let me go back to sleep. Maybe I'll wake up. And it was really a nightmare, you know, but. Yeah, nothing surprises me. Nothing at all. These people are crazy, and the crazier they are, the more the American people like them. Some of the American people, I should say. Not me. Some of these American people.
Roy?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. For them to support Blankenship was kind of stupid because Trump dropped all the regulations, the same regulations that went into play to keep those miners safe, is the same regulations that he dropped and Blankenship went to prison for. So for them to support a guy who the regulations made no sense in dropping because it kept the miners' safety, and for him to run and then, you know, it's to say, this is a double-edged sword here. You can't win, you can't lose. You kill people, and then you drop your regulations, so you send him back into the lion's den to blow up some more people. So Mitch McConnell is the only one that walked away happy because he didn't win, okay? That's the only one that walked away. And furthermore,
ain't no more minds going to ever open up. The problem that they got is this. They should be going, trying to make those areas more like Silicon Valley, more technological. This is the wave of the future. They had a great opportunity to put solar panel companies throughout that whole West Virginia region, and they blew it by giving up NASA and our leading leading role in that area of the world. So, look, they killed an opportunity. Donald Trump did it again. Divisive, he destructs, he tears things up, and he has no way of putting it back together. He's probably got 5 Rubik's Cubes sitting around him and can't put not a one of them back together.
He reminded me of my 5-year-old grandson. Sorry.
The next one. Do you spank
him all the time, don't you?
The U.S. withdraws from the Iran deal. What is your thoughts on that, Larissa E. Denroy?
Well, I honestly believe he did it because just trying to undo or do the opposite of what Obama did. So that's what I think. I think a lot of what he do is just, oh, he did that. Well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do the total opposite. So that's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. The only thing that I can say is wow. I just, like, wow. That's all I can say. Just wow.
And with us being veterans, me, E, and Roy, I know it's hard times for us soldiers, our fellow soldiers
yes.
that are in now, going through these changes with this stupid commander-in-chief. Roy.
Correct.
Roy.
Correct.
Well, the thing about it, if you don't have a plan B and you're going over in a country that has nuclear warheads, you stop the regime that don't have them, that was close to it, and you had sanctions put on them that don't have it, and you put heavy sanctions on them, then you broke the agreement, which is something America doesn't do, meaning that every administration, no one will trust us because every administration will change its policy. So who can count on America? So now you got Pyongyang sitting over there saying, oh, my God, I do whatever I want because guess what? America's word ain't bond. You strengthen up China. You make Russia one of the leading countries again. And that's the whole peril that we have. But Pyongyang is playing us, and they know this. But at the same time, Pyongyang is not going to denuclearize anything. You have to bring stronger sanctions than you had on Iran. And the only way you can do that is that he denuclearized his whole area over there. He is not. Even though he's going to give us this little partial denuclearization of an area of his area. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the TMZ zone, the zone. Where the Americans and the North and the South, that whole area where you're going to lose millions of people within minutes if you don't clean that area up. But if you can't come with stronger measures than you had on Iran, yes, then it makes him look like, yeah, he did it because of Obama. Anything Obama had his fingerprint on, he comes through there and acts like he has to wipe it out because he has a better plan. The thing about it, the guy has no better plan, and something is wrong with our president because every time he goes on, he turns left to right, and he it sounds like he is cocaine. He sounds like he's got some cocaine going up in his nose every time he's sniffling, and you know, and his eyes are tight, and something is very wrong with that man. I don't know what it is, but something's very wrong with him. Pompeo came on TV today with his dummy. I think when Pompeo went over there before he even got paid, right? I mean, before he became the Secretary of State, I believe Pompeo and them have already agreed to give them some financial assistance because we gave Iran $1.5 billion. I'm sure they're talking about to help their people $1 billion upfront, fresh American cash. They probably already got it. the South. See, Japan and South Korea, South Korea made this happen, no doubt about it. Japan worried because they're outside everything. All right, man.
I knew Roy was going to take us to benediction. I knew that you was going to take us out, brother. I said, I got about 5 more questions, but Roy is going to take these last 3 minutes and chew them up. And you did well, Roy. You did well.
Amen.
Y'all take it easy. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, and especially the two that's in here. Later on, Roy.
Peace, brother. Flip flop. See you later, ladies.
Bye bye.